Good morning. This is Emily Riley with our morning interview, and I have with me Linda Belenkin, Rachel Thompson, and Ashley Bulwark to talk to us a little bit about what's going on this weekend. Linda, can you tell me a little bit about what brought you here to our station?
I'm based here in Sitka. I run the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, and I've had the good fortune over at least a decade to work off and on with Maine's Island Institute on fisheries, communities, ocean issues, and the nexus between the two. This project is a project that was initiated out of Maine by the Island Institute, working with small fishing communities on islands, and they were looking for some communities here in Alaska to work with that had similar interests, similar concerns, and we made a connection, and we're fortunate to have them working with some schools here in Sitka and planning some really exciting events for this weekend.
That's awesome. So, and we have a visitor not from Sitka.
Rachel. Hi. I'm Rachel Thompson. I work at the Island Institute in Maine and feel really fortunate to be visiting and working with some fine folks here in Sitka. So there's two events that we have going on this weekend. One that is tomorrow on Saturday is called Communicating Local Impacts of Climate Change, and we're really excited to be able to offer this. The program curriculum is actually a national training that's created by the National Network of Ocean and Climate Change Interpreters, and it's all about how can we use the local impacts of climate change that we're seeing in these resource-dependent coastal communities to better understand and talk to people effectively about climate change and the impacts and then the solutions about, you know, how people can make a difference and reduce their carbon input. So I've been really thankful to work with Ashley and others from the Sitka Sound Science Center who have helped us line up some great speakers for the morning.
Yeah, so on Saturday morning, we have four speakers that are going to talk about their work they've been doing near Sitka in Alaska that have to do with climate change. So we have four speakers. We have Susie Arnold, who's coming up from the Island Institute in Maine to talk about their green crab problem, which is a concern that we've been monitoring for here in Sitka. We have Marnie Chapman from UAS, who's going to talk about invasive tunicates. We have Lauren Oakes, who's going to talk about her yellow cedar research she's been doing here in Southeast. And then the fourth one is it Jeremy?
Jeremy Mathis.
Jeremy Mathis, who's going to talk about ocean acidification out of University of Alaska Fairbanks. So there should be four really great talks that have some wonderful information for local people.
It does. That sounds like a great lineup. So how can local people find out about when they should come over and listen to the talks?
Yeah, so the event starts at 9 a.m., and we're being hosted by Kitkushihin Elementary School. We'll be in room 26. And, just show up sometime around 9, and we'll have signs on the doors directing you on where to go and how to get into the school. We do have some light refreshments for breakfast, and we're bringing in lunch for everyone. This is a free event. So as Ashley said, we have some great scientists giving some presentations in the morning about local impacts. The rest of the day will be led by Lori Morrow from the Alaska Sea Life Center, and she's a national facilitator on this topic and will be helping us learn about using effective communication tools, what kind of metaphors really resonate with people to help understand the science of climate change, and how we can use value statements, metaphors, and solutions to talk really effectively and confidently with our peers and with tourists and with, anyone that we wish to express our concerns about climate change to. So it should be a great day.
So who are there still spots to go to the afternoon talk?
There are spots for the whole day. We would encourage people to, stick it out, arriving at 9 and lasting through the afternoon since everything sort of builds on top of each other.
Who could the afternoon really benefit? Who are you looking for?
The national training is really targeted for interpreters, so people who interact with the public either at museums or aquariums or parks. But what we've found in our work in Maine is that, we don't have a lot of zoos and aquariums, but a lot of us interact with students, we interact with teachers, fishermen, a lot of folks in our daily work. So these communication strategies and this knowledge can really benefit anybody who interacts with people.
Anyone who interacts with people.
Yeah.
And the afternoon is also free?
Yes. Yep, the full day.
So, and if people are interested, do you have a website that they can go to?
So, yeah, there's information about the event on the website for the Sitka Sound Science Center, as well as the Alaska Longline Fishermen Association, Alpha Fish, website. And if people want to talk to somebody about it, they can either call us, call the Science Center, or call Alpha, or they can call Rachel, and I think we'll let Rachel give you her phone number as the primary point of contact.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so my name is Rachel Thompson again, and my number is 207-930-0126.
Thanks, Rachel, for giving us your phone number. I'm sure that a lot of people will be interested, and I know it's a really important topic that we all talk about, even when we're on vacations, and just sharing what it's like to be in Alaska and be part of the ocean. So
one other thing I'd like to just mention, this event tomorrow is part of a two-day training that we have, so I just want to mention what we're doing on Sunday. Sunday is an orientation for the Weather Blur program, and that's something you can learn more about at www.islandinstitute.org/weatherblur. It's an exciting project that we're working with ALFA, the Science Center, as well as Kitgushihin and the Seer Schools here.
Awesome. Thanks so much, and thank you all for coming in. I am sure that you will have a lot of people coming and asking you about this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.